on everything working out. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Wellness Cafe podcast, your go-to Hawker Walk podcast. I'm your host, Trin Tondelier. What is up? How are we doing? How are you? Almost the end. Well, I guess not almost the end, but January 17th, we are in January. We have been doing it. We have been grinding the New Year's vibes. And I know that if you're listening to this, you have been killing the New Year's game. 2023 is off to a great start because you're showing up for yourself every single week. You're making a promise to yourself every single week. Every Wednesday that you show up and you tune into this podcast along with thousands of other people who are dedicated to showing up for themselves and becoming the happiest, healthiest version of themselves, that is already a step in the right direction. I know that if you are here, if you're tuned in, if you're listening, if you're part of the TWC community, I know for a fact that you are making the steps towards becoming the best version of yourself, whatever that looks like to you. Based on my DMs and messages that I have received from you all lately, I know that a lot of you have the goal of working out more in 2023. And along with that goal comes so many hurdles and struggles and roadblocks and anxiety, confusion, not knowing where to start, not knowing what to do, not knowing how to find a workout. There are endless hurdles that you have to go through when you are a beginner to working out and the gym, and it can be stressful. I know that. So today I'm going to sit down and spill the tea on all things how to start working out. I am someone who absolutely loves moving my body, and I move my body for endorphins. I move my body for my mental health. I do it because I enjoy it. It is not that serious. It is supposed to be fun. It is supposed to make you feel good. It should not feel like a chore. I don't throw any big fancy words into my workout descriptions or my workout plan. I'm not going to say anything confusing. It is just for fun and it is just to feel good. I think that there's a misconception that it's all or nothing when it comes to working out. You do not need to be doing all the crazy things that people do in a gym environment when they're training to compete in bodybuilding competitions. There is an in-between. There's a group of people who just enjoy the gym and do it for fun and do it as a hobby to feel good and to release those happy brain chemicals. Not everyone needs to be training to compete in bodybuilding competitions. I absolutely love working out. I love it. It makes me feel amazing. It boosts my confidence. But I also love doing tequila shots with my friends, and I love having ice cream with my boyfriend, like almost every single night. There's nothing wrong with that. This is a very, very balanced, relaxed environment, and I'm going to break it down for you. So let's get into it. I put a poll up on the Wellness Cafe Instagram story asking what you need help with in regards to movement and working out. So if you're not following the Wellness Cafe Instagram, make sure that you're doing that if you want to have a say and kind of help out where the episodes go. This workout guide is going to be broken down into a couple sections. So just so you know what you're getting into, we're going to discuss how to start, rest days and the importance of them and listing to your body, confidence at the gym, finding exercises that you enjoy, working out and exercising on a budget, motivation and consistency, finding the right time and finding time to work out during a busy 9-to-5 schedule. And we're going to begin with how to start. So let's get into it. So many of you sent in the basic question of just how to start. Some said how to start working out if you have no experience. What is the best way to start strength training for beginners? How to just start, all caps. And that is such a valid question. If you were to tell me 4 or 5 years ago, before I embarked on this wellness journey and it changed my lifestyle around, that I would be a girl who was confident stepping into a gym and was confident enough to go to a gym alone, try new workouts alone, experiment with all different types of movement classes, I would seriously laugh in your face and say there's no fucking way that I will ever be able to do that. I understand, trust me, how scary and intimidating first starting off in the gym and any workout environment can be. So we're just going to sit down and discuss it very simply, as basic as I can, and give you my input as someone who had the worst social anxiety ever and thought there was no way I could ever step into a gym environment and get comfortable in it or even know what I'm doing in a gym environment. And I'm saying gym environment because this can apply to everything. It can apply to workout classes. It can apply to typical training gyms, everything and anything. First off, actually, I had the second, but it makes sense to do it first because a lot of you also discussed gym anxiety and voiced your concerns about overcoming that gym anxiety and even being able to step foot in a gym, because that is what comes first. And if your goal is to work out in 2023, we have to get you into the environment first. We have to step foot in the gym. And once you get that foot in the door, the rest is smooth sailing. I promise you that is the hardest part, but I'm going to give you my best tips on how to get over that, face your fears, and step foot into a gym. First of all, let me say that hundreds of you said that your biggest problem and your biggest hurdle when it comes to movement and reaching your fitness goals is purely just gym anxiety. And trust me, I know this is so valid, but once you just rip that band-aid off and tell yourself that you're going to do it, you're not letting that stop you from working out and getting that post-workout endorphin rush, and it's not stopping you from living the lifestyle of your dreams. Once you rip the band-aid off and step foot in a gym, you think back to yourself and say, wow, I wish I would have done that sooner. Because I promise you, as soon as you step foot in the gym and as soon as you get that first workout over with, it only gets easier from there. And I promise you that for a fact. And of course, as someone who's new to the gym, how are you expected to know where to go, how to use the equipment, how to have proper form? Of course, you are not going to know any of those things. And no one expects you to know those things either. Just like when I talk about pursuing your passion and chasing your dream and starting that passion project, the only way to learn something new is by getting your hands dirty and learning as you go. If you just sit around and wait in your room, the answers are never going to magically come to you, and that's just a little piece of tough love. The only way you're going to get comfortable using gym equipment and learn how to use it is by going and using it. So here's another one of my psychology little tidbits for you. It is called the spotlight effect, and it is a phenomenon where you think that there is, well, it's pretty basic, it's how it sounds. You think that there's a spotlight on you, and you think everyone's looking at you, and you just overestimate the extent to which you think people are paying attention to you, when really everyone is experiencing the spotlight effect and thinking about themselves. So if you just focus on yourself, put a good playlist on, and tune everyone out, I promise you that they are doing the same. No one is watching you, no one cares. Everyone is just focused on themselves, because think about it reverse. You're worried that people are looking at you and you don't know what you're doing and you don't know what machine to use or you don't know how to properly do all the exercises that you want to. That's what you're thinking about. So the person next to you is also thinking that. They're not standing there being like, ha ha ha, I know everything, I'm going to judge this person who doesn't. No, I promise you, everyone is thinking the same thing. And it can be a hard concept to understand. And trust me, I am not downplaying your gym anxiety. I know that it is so scary and intimidating, but as is anything new. And once you just get yourself in there, slowly but surely, it won't be a new concept to you anymore. And you will get comfortable with it and you will learn how to do it. But you just have to start. You're just working it up in your brain to be so much scarier than it actually is. And this is coming from someone who sat terrified to step foot in a gym for months before I eventually did it. And all I was doing was building it up to be scarier in my head day by day and making it worse. So I promise you, you are only making it harder for yourself if you keep putting it off. Just step your foot inside the gym And you will figure the rest out. I promise you that. It may seem like everyone knows what they're doing and you're the only one who doesn't, but come on. If you don't know what you're doing, chances are the person next to you doesn't as well. I've been going and working out for 5 years consistently, and I still don't know what I'm doing. I don't have my workout planned all the time. I don't know how to use every single piece of gym equipment. It's a process, and it's not that serious, and it is supposed to be fun. But I do have some hacks to ease your anxiety and make it a little bit better. So, obviously, you know this. My best tip is for you to go with a friend if you have one. It will make everything so much easier. Even just people from your school that you know are into working out and into fitness, just ask them next time you see them if you can go work out with them. Everyone likes to have a workout buddy, and chances are they aren't going to shoot you down. They will be excited. Or someone that you work with that you know is into fitness, ask them to go with them next time. It doesn't have to be a forever thing. That doesn't mean you'll be going with them every time, but it will for sure make that first step a lot easier. And for all the girl listeners, a lot of gyms have a girls only section. And for my first couple of years working out while I was getting the hang of everything, you best believe I was hiding in that section. There was no shot that I was leaving that section and having guys see me work out. Like, nope, not happening. Absolutely not. Why is it so terrifying? So I can promise you the only time a man was laying eyes on me in the gym was when I was walking in and walking out to my car and back to my car. I was in the girls only section my entire workout. Probably for the first entire year. And there's nothing wrong with that. You gotta do what you gotta do. And slowly but surely, I built up that gym confidence and I was able to, you know, broaden my horizons and finally leave that girls only section. But it's definitely a very good starting space when you're just getting comfortable in the gym. There are also tons of gyms that are designed to only be for girls because it can be very intimidating working out in front of guys, especially if they seem to know what they're doing. I get it. It's scary. Who wants to work out in front of guys? And it's like, I don't want to have to look hot when I'm working out. I just want to look like pretty much hot trash and get my sweat on. I don't want to be worried about my butt sweat or my thong showing. That's just normal shit, and you don't want to be worried about that. Another hack is if you don't know what you're doing. I'm not a certified personal trainer. I don't know the perfect form for everything. I don't know the perfect answer. Like I said, I do this for fun. I do this to feel good. I'm not trying to be a bikini model or go in a weightlifting, whatever they're called, bodybuilding competition. I do this for fun. So my advice for you is to follow the gym girlies. I am in love with Whitney Simmons. She is such an angel. She really breaks down everything and has so many videos on her YouTube channel and TikTok about how to do the proper movement in the gym. There are tons of resources like that and actual weightlifting influencers that you can follow who have free, easy beginner workout plans on their platforms. They show you the proper form and technique and break it down for you. So my advice would be to find an influencer like that. I love Whitney. I would totally recommend her. She is amazing. And go and watch their videos. And all you need to do is to find 4 or 5 exercises that you like, that you seem comfortable with, and you think you can do. And you really only need 4 or 5. Take screenshots of your phone and save them on your phone. Make a folder and say workout, and save all 4 of those exercises and movements that you're going to focus on, and save them in your phone so that you have them when you get to the gym. And then when you show up with a plan, Whitney has showed you how to do the proper form and the technique. You know what you're doing. You know your 4 exercises and you're good to go. It is really not as scary as you think it is when you break it down. But also make sure that you do a dynamic warm-up. So a dynamic warm-up just basically means that you're moving while getting your warm-up in to help blood flow and prevent injury while you're working out. Because of course you don't want to push yourself too hard and do things that you're not comfortable with, because you can get injured very easily when you're new to weight training and the gym. And also make sure you stretch after going. I am a total hypocrite. I don't do this all the time. And whenever I'm too lazy to stretch, my body gets the consequences of that for literally 4 or 5 days. So always make sure that you stretch. And like I said, go in with a plan, know what you're doing. You don't have to be stressed. So to break it down, you want to find a friend to go with if you can. You want to just get your butt in the gym. It will get easier as you go. Make a plan, find some exercises online, research, read about the form and the technique of how to do it properly. Have at least 4. That's all you need. You don't need multiple different exercises. All you need is 4. That is an amazing workout. You shouldn't be pushing yourself too hard at first anyways. So save those 4 exercises on your phone. Know your game plan. Go in there, do your dynamic warm-up, go do some cardio, do your 4 exercises, and get out of there. You're good to go. And look at that. It will only get easier as you go. One last hack for starting out in the gym that I forgot about is the Stairmaster, or any cardio equipment piece that is higher up. I'm just saying the Stairmaster because they tend to be the highest up because you have to climb the stairs. But if you go on top of the Stairmaster, depending on your gym layout, most of the cardio machines are at the back typically. And if you go onto the top, you can literally go at the slowest speed and just watch around you. And that will allow you to see how people are using different machines. It will allow you to observe the environment and look and see that really everyone is just minding their own business and everyone is there to improve themselves and no one is judging you. The Stairmaster, go hide up there and just observe. It will give you an opportunity to get a feel for your surroundings and figure out what everyone is doing and understand the gym surrounding that you're in. Oh, and also, I guess I should say this if you've never been into a gym, but the equipment also does have instructions on it. So just go sit down on a machine that looks easy, watch someone use it first, and then go use it after them. You can sit down and just be taking a sip of water, and in that time, read the instructions of how to use it. I promise you, everyone in that environment has been there and has had to learn how to use the equipment, and no one is thinking twice about it. Let's get into rest days. A lot of you asked to discuss the difference between listening to your body and being lazy and unmotivated, and then also how to not feel guilty on rest days. That's very easy because you actually need rest days. It's genuinely how your muscles grow and strengthen over time. So you're doing a disservice to your body and your muscle growth if you are trying to work out and weight train 7 days of the week. And knowing the difference between being lazy and taking a rest day, I totally get it. It can be kind of hard to differentiate, but I feel like in the back of your mind, you know when you're just trying to call it a rest day when really you're just being lazy. And that is when it counts the most to show up and get yourself to the gym and follow through on your fitness goals that you promised to yourself. When you need to take a rest day is when your muscles are actually sore and when you are tired and exhausted and need a break. But if you're just laying in bed watching a good TV show and your body feels good, chances are that you don't physically need a rest day and you could get your butt to the gym. That actually reminds me about sore muscles. I didn't forget to talk about training your muscles and workout splits. Like I said, I do this for fun. You don't need to have a workout split or certain back days on Tuesday, glutes on Wednesday. You don't need that. I know a lot of people make it seem like you need it, but you can also just go to the gym and go for fun. I would say, and a lot of others would probably agree, just to not train back-to-back days while beginning because your muscles need to heal and relax in order to properly grow. And you also want to make sure that you're not pushing yourself and hurting yourself when you're just beginning. And typically you don't want to train the same muscles back-to-back either. That is why people split up the days to give those muscles time to heal and grow properly. But honestly, if I feel like doing legs 2 days in a row, I do it because in my eyes, getting that movement in and doing exercises that make me feel good, if that's what my body wants, if that's what I feel like doing, if doing legs 2 days back to back is all that I can get myself to do, I'm still going to do it because it's better than nothing in my eyes. So it's really not that serious. Just make sure that you go slow and steady. Don't try too much at once and don't hurt yourself. Okay, next is finding exercise you enjoy that isn't just lifting. So I promise you, there is something for everyone, and you should enjoy the workout that you're doing. Getting into the gym and fitness and improving your strength, people automatically correlate this with getting into a weight gym, a free weight gym. But there are so many different ways of movement, and I promise you, there is something out there for you. If you have tried getting into a free weight gym, and you just despise it, you can't get into it, that is fine. You do not have to go lift weights. Here's my list for you of different ideas you can try if that is not your jam. We have swimming, Pilates, yoga, hot Pilates or yoga, tennis, run clubs, squash, aerobics, pole dancing, snowboarding and skiing, Zumba class, spin class, personal training, boxing, kickboxing, cycling class. There are so many opportunities and endless ways to incorporate movement if you're not looking to be a bodybuilder or a fitness competitor, and you just want to have fun and you want to feel good and you want to get those post-workout endorphins for your mental health. Movement can look like whatever you want it to look like. You could get a jump rope and do jump rope in your backyard. It can really look like whatever you want it to. And it's also going to change from time to time. When I first started working out, I was obsessed with spin class. And now spin class just doesn't really do it for me. So I do not make myself do spin anymore. It always changes. And if you're feeling unmotivated with what you're doing, maybe you're just bored of the exercise that you're doing. You don't need to stop working out. You just need to try something new. So my answer to finding exercise that you enjoy is to just try new things. Give it a try. You never know until you try it out. Try it a couple times, and if you're still not feeling it, move on to the next. But it's going to be a lot of trial and error, and it's also going to vary from what's going on in your life. If you're super stressed, going into a bright and loud and busy free weight gym might not be for you. Maybe you need to go into a dark lit Pilates studio and listen to calm music and do a yoga class. You know, it really is based off of what's going on in your life, how busy you are, what your body needs, what you need your movement to do for you in that day. And just try listening to your body and thinking of what would be best for you in your certain situation. Okay, how to get into working out and exercising on a budget. So I totally get this, and there are so many ways around this. Most gyms have a free week trial. You're going to have to sit and talk to the annoying guy and sign up for a 7-day free trial. And usually they'll give you a 15-minute spiel about the gym. But honestly, if you're a student and if you don't have the budget for working out, when I tell you that I have done every single free trial that there is in my hometown, I honestly would say that I probably went to 7 different gyms and did their 1-week free trial. And that's almost 2 months of free working out. So that's a good place to start. Most gyms and studios also do a student discount or a student pass. They just don't advertise it all the time, is what I've found. So if you find a studio that you like to go to, I would call and ask if they have a student discount, because at least it's worth a shot. The Pilates studio I used to go to, they didn't advertise it, but they did a student discount. So it's always worth asking. There's also so many free resources. I've said this and talked about this before, but I love MadFit. And during quarantine, when everything was closed, I honestly just sat in my bedroom and did free MadFit workouts. She genuinely got me through quarantine, and I was able to stay in shape, and I was able to keep on track of my mental health, because doing those workouts in my house gave me those endorphins and made me feel good when there wasn't much to look forward to. There is tons of ways to get creative and get discounts and make the price more affordable to go into the gym, but really think about it. You just want to invest in yourself. I always say that I will invest and spend the money if it's something that is going to help my mental health, because you'll go to Starbucks and you'll spend $10 on a coffee, or you'll go to drinks and cocktails with the girls and spend $15 or $20, upwards of $20 on one drink. drink, but $20 for a workout class is too much? You know, it really comes down to perspective, and it's money that you want to spend. When I was really, really serious about the gym and just beginning and I didn't know much, I was still in university at the time and I was working only part-time because of school. I remember, I think I spent 2 whole paychecks on personal training. I found the cheapest personal training that I could, and I saved up and I put it all towards the gym because I wanted to invest in myself. I wanted to spend the money so that I would have someone to show me around the gym, show me proper form and technique, get me used to it. I wanted to spend the money to show up for myself and keep myself accountable. Yes, it is expensive. The gym is totally a very expensive thing to get into, but it's an investment into yourself. And I literally had no money. I had no savings. And I just put it all towards a personal trainer because that was my priority. Obviously, I'm not telling you to drain your bank accounts and spend it all on gym passes, but just some food for thought, you know? Oftentimes when we look at the price of a workout class, we think it is so expensive, but $20 out for drinks is fine. You know what I mean? So there are ways around it and there's ways to make it cheaper, and you can definitely do everything that you need to do from your house on your carpet or your hardwood in your pajamas. You don't need anything fancy. Mad Fit YouTube workouts are amazing. She has so many and she shows you the proper form. She puts music in the background. She does timers. This is not sponsored, but I want you to succeed. I want you to have the resources. I want you to feel those post-workout endorphins because it truly benefits your mental health so much, and you deserve to give it a try and stop making excuses for yourself. Another one of the questions that was asked a lot is motivation and consistency and how to get the motivation to get up and do it, how to get to the gym unmotivated. I used to be that person asking people who went to the gym how to stay motivated, and I would be so upset when they gave me the response I was about to tell you, because when I look back at it, I was being lazy and I was looking to fast track my success and I was looking for a magic potion. And if you're asking me how to stay motivated, I've said it before and I will say it again. There is no magical motivation potion, and I wish that there was. You're not going to be motivated 24/7, but if you made a promise to yourself, and it's a goal of yours to work out more and improve your fitness and your strength in 2023, you have to have discipline. And it is when you're unmotivated and you get your ass to the gym and you have an awesome workout and you feel good and you sweat and you get those post-workout endorphins. That is when it counts the most. And the more times you do that and show up for yourself when you want to lay in bed and you want to binge Ginny and Georgia instead, but you get your butt to the gym, that is going to feel the most rewarding. And when you practice that discipline, it will get easier and easier with time. Of course, there's going to be times where you let yourself rest and relax instead, and that's fine. It is not that serious. It's just for fun. But also, get out there and take action and show yourself what you're capable of. I'm not going to go into it too much right now for everyone who listens every week, because 2 episodes ago, it was episode 84, day 7 of the 7-day 2023 kickstart. That episode was all about why resolutions fail and how to stay consistent all year round. So I would definitely go listen to that episode if you want some more motivation and tough love regarding how to stay disciplined when your motivation is lacking. But the last topic I will touch on for today's episode, because it has been going on for quite a while, is finding the right time for movement and how to incorporate daily movement into a routine if you're working or school 9 to 5. You just need to find time and schedule it in. Yes, you're going to be tired, and yes, you can make the excuse that you have school and work, but we all do. And I know that right now I'm coming from a position where I work for myself and make my own hours, and I am so fully aware and cognizant that it is easier for me right now to schedule workouts in. But before I was working for myself, I was going to school, I was going to university and working in the evenings, and I also still found the time because it was a priority and I made it happen. So I definitely know from my position right now, 100% it is easier for me to work out than someone who's going to school or working 9 to 5. But I was also in university and working part-time and made it happen. So here are some tips I have if that is your position. That looked like scheduling my workouts and sticking to it. If you write out your schedule on a calendar by the hours of your day and what you're doing, I know that you have at least 3 30-minute slots throughout the week that isn't school or work. You just need to prioritize it. You don't need hours, 15 minutes, 30 minutes. Anything is better than nothing. A 30-minute workout is amazing, and that is where you should start as a beginner anyway. That's really all you need. Like I said, this is just for fun. If you're not looking to go into bodybuilding competitions, 30 minutes is all you need. You just need to prioritize it and make time for it. Most of us are busy 9 to 5, and can still find the time to binge watch the new season of Ginny and Georgia, but, you know, can't find 30 minutes to work out. Like, it comes down to making it a priority. There have been times where Brody and I are watching a show together in the past, and I fully remember doing crunches on the floor with Brody sitting on the couch watching our show together because I wanted to get my movement in and I didn't want to sacrifice time with Brody. So I would fully be doing a circuit on the carpet in front of the TV. And you know, you just have to make it happen and make time for it wherever you can. It doesn't have to be extensive. 30 minutes will do. In university, I would bring my workout stuff, and if I had an hour break in between classes, I would go to the university gym for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever I had time for, and just got it in. Also, during university, I knew that movement was a priority because it helps my mental health and my confidence and my overall incorporating exercise into my routine makes me happier, and I know that. So I scheduled my classes to start at 9 a.m. and I got up at 6 a.m. to work out. And did that mean I was showing up to school post-workout with no makeup on? Yeah, 100%. But it was something that I had to do to prioritize my movement and my exercise and my goals to get me to where I wanted to be. My mom works a full-time job. She also takes care of both my little siblings, drives them both to school in the morning, then to work. She picks them up from school. She drives them to multiple sports. And I'll go home when I'm in Alberta and at my parents' house. And I have so many memories of walking in to our living room and my mom is just doing an at-home workout super late at night. And I'll be like, oh my goodness, you're crazy. What are you doing? Go to bed. And she says, this is the only time that I could get my workout in today. And I knew that I needed to get it in. And I know that she wants to be sleeping. I know that she wants to be relaxing. And she has been up for way too many hours. But it is physically the only time in her day that she had 30 minutes to do a workout. And she's doing it and getting it in to feel good and get those endorphins. So schedule it out, look at your planner, and find 3 30-minute windows. I know it's in there somewhere. And just schedule your workout in, make a plan, and stick to it. I know that you are capable of accomplishing your goals if you made a promise to yourself to work out more and get into fitness and the gym more in 2023. You are fully capable of it. If you're scared to go to the gym, I promise you, it will only get easier as you go. It's not that bad once you get yourself in the gym, and you are going to thank yourself for starting and showing up for yourself. You got this. Remember, we have the Geneva group chat if you want some other motivation from the girls and people in this community. Everyone is amazing in that group chat and it's linked in the show notes. I love you all so much. I'm so proud of you for showing up for yourself and tuning in every week to this podcast to become the happiest, healthiest version of yourself. I hope that you are staying strong with your 2023 goals. I know you will accomplish them. I am so proud of you. If no one has told you lately, you're doing amazing, you're doing great, you are capable, you are strong, you are beautiful, you are smart, you are successful, and you are getting everything that you have wished for this year. I love you, and I'll see you next week. Mwah.